Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back for another week of the Patron BBQ and A here with Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, happy split house week.
Oh, boy. The house is split like our video is split in this video.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it would be like if we couldn't communicate with each other at all.
Yeah, we can't. This is...
Taryn, are you there? All right, it's a day 40-something in the house. So, Taryn, how are you adjusting to a split house?
In terms of, like, covering the feeds, I like it so far because it's like, I don't know, it's just a little more interesting.
Yeah.
Like, what I was doing last night was like, okay, watching this feed, now I'm going to go back and watch what was happening below. Because, I mean, at least at that time, there were two things happening at the same time. And then also, like, just formatting the notes differently was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm already annoyed, though, at the sound quality of the outsiders. It's very frustrating.
What's the big issue there that it is like because of your airplanes and stuff like that?
You got planes. There's like a shower out there and like a sink sort of situation. So there's just like any running water out there at all it's picking up like crazy. And also there's no private space. So it's very difficult to talk game at all. And when you do, you are whispering as quiet. While all of that other noise is happening, it's very difficult for audio.
Yeah, you have this in like some of the Survivor seasons where, you know, where it's raining outside and everybody's in the shelter. You can't really have strategy talk. You know, certain seasons where it's sort of like there's no sort of like trees and stuff like that where like everybody's all in one place. It's tough to do. So, you know, just things that like these are not the problems that we have with what is going on here. Like these are the things that make the week memorable.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have our exit interview from Indy. Taryn and I are going to listen to what Indy had to say to our exit interview questions here in this episode of the podcast. That's something that we had a lot of fun with last season. We will also take your calls. Taryn, do you want to just give us the quick debrief on where we are right now and what looked like might have been going down right before we came on?
Yes. So the house is split. Inside is Michael, Jasmine, Monty, Brittany, and Taylor. Michael's plan is pretty straightforward. Jasmine and Monty are going to go up on the block. They both know that's happening at this point. Jasmine thinks that it's Monty that's the target, but really it's Jasmine that's the target. And Jasmine will leave at this point unless she wins the veto, at which point Monty will leave. And then on the outside, you have Terrence, Kyle, Alyssa, Turner, and Joseph. Terrence wants to target Joseph. Initially thought about putting the showmance up on the block, but Alyssa convinced him to put Kyle and Joseph up straight away. The plan is for Joseph to go. But Kyle this morning has now told Alyssa about the leftovers. He exposed the leftovers to Alyssa. Now, again, it was very quiet and hard to hear. There wasn't even a camera shot on her face as he told her. So it was pretty annoying.
What was her reaction?
Nothing, basically. Like, we got very little reaction from her, mostly because I think we couldn't see her very well. It was mostly just like, okay, so what do we do? Because he's now trying to get himself off the block and get Turner up on the block instead. So they talked about potentially telling Terrence about this information. And basically how Kyle pitched it was like, hey, there was this alliance. I essentially flipped on them by keeping you last week or whatever. So now, you know, Turner will use the veto on Joseph if he wins, and then you'll go up on the block against me. So we need to make sure that I don't go up and that Turner goes up instead.
So is Kyle's final two with Turner basically that has now sunk in below his final two with Alyssa?
Yes. I mean, he'll take Alyssa to the final two before he takes Turner. But I think he would still like to work with Turner if he can. The problem is that he's approached Turner multiple times over the last week with these thoughts about betraying the pound and the leftovers, and Turner has shut him down at every option. So I think he just doesn't trust that Turner would use the veto on him, and that he might use it on Joseph, which is something we talked about this morning. What would he do? We are not sure.
Okay. All right. Anything else to update before we talk about Indy?
So right as this podcast was about to start, Kyle was talking to Terrence, but he decided not to tell him in that moment. He did, I believe, say something along the lines of, I have something to tell you, but I can't tell you right now because people are waking up. Joseph ended up interrupting their conversation. So I think that Kyle still intends to tell Terrence about the leftovers at some point today before NOMS, if he has the opportunity. If he does and it works, then Turner and Joseph go on the block and basically guarantee that one of them leaves, as long as they're not able to flip Terrence back over to their side. So Kyle's definitely making a risky play here, putting himself in more danger than he otherwise would have been, but also, if it works, locking in, you know, guaranteed safety for him and Alyssa.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in our chat with Indy. And as we do that, okay, let me just bring that up on the screen. Of course, with the jury, we get to send in five questions, a little behind the scenes in terms of how this goes. Taryn and I will come up with some ideas for questions. Some weeks are easier than others. This is probably one that was a little bit more of a struggle to come up with questions for Indy. We are also doing a live podcast right after the episode. So what we have to do is that we have been instructed that we need to get our questions in within an hour of the episode airing. So we have a couple of minutes to sort of like chat about what kind of questions we want to ask, and then we leave the rest to the esteemed Sam Moore to get the questions in to Indy. So let's take a look at what questions got in. And of course, not every question that is asked will make the cut. Production will cut questions if they feel like that it is in any way affecting the jury. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see if I can play this. Here is our chat with Indy. Okay. And here we go.
Hi, Indy. So these questions are for Rob Has a Podcast.
Okay. Taryn, are you surprised she's not a listener?
I'm shocked, Rob.
Yes. Maybe if we had a Big Brother Brazil rehab up, maybe she would be checking that out. Okay.
Yeah, that's our bad.
Okay. All right. But you heard her okay? That was good?
All yes.
Right. Question number one. As you were leaving the house, you said that you did not want the wrong person to win the game. Who do you think that wrong person would be and why?
Okay. Who do you think it is? Who's the wrong person?
So I figured Kyle last night, although reading some of her interviews this morning, she may also say Brittany.
Oh, I'm going in a little blind. I did not read any other interviews with Indy. Let's see what she had to say.
That would be Kyle or Brittany, because I think they're just floating the game. I don't think they're good players. I don't think they're honest. And I don't think like people that make you feel bad so they can win or get what they want, those people don't get my respect. So those are the two people that I don't want to win.
Who did that? Who was making her feel bad?
So the plan that Brittany and Joseph came up with the night before the eviction was that they were going to approach Indy and tell her that the reason they were voting her out was because they talked and they figured out that she was in an alliance with both of them, Girls, Girls, and Five Swatters, and basically made it out to be like, this is basically your fault that you're leaving, Indy. Mm-hmm. You know, while they were both doing it, Joseph has a much closer relationship with Indy and also talked to her afterward and did more damage control, whereas Brittany did not. Mm. Brittany focused more on Alyssa afterward. And so I think that the bulk of like that sort of like gaslighting effort went on to Brittany here, who is taking all of that heat.
Okay. All right.
At all. I don't want to have to choose between them. I would probably say like, I don't want to vote.
What'd she say?
I don't want to vote.
At all. I don't want to have to choose between them. I would probably say like, vote.
Oh, that's what she would say on finale night when she has to put the key in between Kyle. I don't think you have to worry about a Kyle Brittany final two.
Probably not.
I would be really sad if that was the case.
Okay.
Now, in hindsight, who do you think you should have aligned with in the game?
Okay. You think she has...
This should give us some insight on like who... she feels best about at this point, right? Okay. Like who we're trying to sneakily ask her jury questions.
Yes.
Basically.
Okay.
And I feel like the biggest one will be, the problem is that she thought she was working with some of these people, but I feel like the biggest one will be Michael. Or maybe she might say Taylor too.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
For sure, I should be aligned with Taylor. I really think that they put both of us on the game to become friends and to play together. Yeah, I should be aligned with her and Michael for sure.
You'd think that they cast Indy or Taylor first in this big plan to get these two to be friends.
I feel like, you know, you'd think it was Taylor, but given the way they usually operate, I'm sure Indy was cast first. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they cast Indy to be friends with Taylor.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Question number three for Indy.
Now, with some potential romance in the house, was there anyone that you wish that you could have given some coaching to?
Okay. Okay.
We got it through.
Didn't know we were going to get this one in. But maybe he's a somebody. Indy is a sex coach. Maybe. Somebody could use some sex coaching, Taryn.
Yes, I feel like some advice could be given. We'll see. We'll see how much insight she has on this situation.
Yes. I would literally give like coaching, free coaching. I still can do that to Kyle. Like,
yep.
Teach him how to stand up for himself and how to make choices.
Him standing up has not been the issue, right?
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, making choices, okay. Got that. Got that.
Like, based on his feelings and etc. Like, I still see him as a baby, as a kid. I even call him baby boy, so it was not... like really like see him as a man, as like 29-year-old man. So I would like giving him like some tips and maybe giving also Alyssa some tips about communication and about, you know, trusting and confidence, things like that.
Okay. Not exactly what we wanted, but okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know what? Maybe this is the thing, Rob. You need to start down at the foundation before you can get to you know, the other stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Then let's get to question number four.
Did the goodbye messages change your perception of anyone in the house?
Not really, because after Michael's speech, it just changed my perspective about myself. That was I was still feeling bad, feeling that I was not being fair or that I was not loyal. And when I saw the goodbye message, I was like, no, I was okay. I was giving my best and I was loyal. They were lying to me. It was not that. So it changed my perspective about myself. And that was great. It's good to know that there was something else behind the scenes, you know, that I couldn't see. And I'm super proud of who I am and what I did. And nobody can take away that from me. So the money's gonna come anyways, my friends. So I'm still ready.
That's good.
Like, I have infinite like possibilities, and I know that God's by my side, and I'm glad that at the end of the day I was myself, and the goodbye message just helped me to see that.
Okay. One question left, and a lot of time left. I don't know exactly where she's going to go.
This was a joke question too, wasn't it?
I think so. I don't know if it was such a super serious question, but let's see
That was an interesting answer to me because it shows just how much of an impact that strategy had of trying to blame her for them voting her out, is that she really took that to heart and was feeling bad about that. And so it got to the point that when Michael said, no, there was an alliance, she hasn't even focused yet on what that means for the other people. She's mostly just focused on like, oh, it wasn't my fault then. That's such a relief. Mm-hmm. So definitely still very curious to see where she goes once other people join her in the jury house and talk more about everything happening there. I do think we are now getting Kyle talking to Terrence about the leftovers also. So we'll get to that.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Do you want to listen in live on what he's saying? Would that help you if we're in the middle of this?
I think we're fine to like,
just get the recap. Yeah.
I don't know if the how it would work to listen in live for the podcast, but
okay.
I can just keep my eyes on the updaters.
All things are possible, Taryn.
if I feel like there's context I'm missing out on and I need to listen,
okay, we can break in live.
That was supposed to be. That's what he said he was going to do to me. So
yeah, this is a patron podcast. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah,
that makes sense. They'll never know.
And that was an alliance, and but
okay, but you know, that I feel like that DJ Showtime like can talk in circles, so I don't know if like maybe just getting the cut to the chase version might be the best. All right,
I'm also trying to like just read body language here, and like, you know, it does seem like Terrence is like, when he was saying that, he was kind of like smiling, mm-hmm. I knew it.
Yeah.
So it might be working. I'm not sure.
All four cameras of the quad cam are now on this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's when it's something's that they feel like something very important is happening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But let's back to Indy for a minute. Okay. What does Indy have to say?
Now, last question. From soup to nuts, how was your overall experience in the Big Brother house?
Okay. Did you catch it?
I need to see that.
Now, last question. From soup to nuts, how was your overall experience in the Big Brother house?
We really wanted to reference Indy and soup.
Yes. We needed some sort of that we couldn't directly ask her about soup.
Yeah.
But we could ask her from soup to... I still don't understand this phrase personally, but
mm-hmm.
It's apparently a thing.
It's an old-timey phrase, for sure. From soup to nuts, how was your experience?
From what? Sorry, can you say it?
From soup to nuts, how was your overall experience in the Big Brother house?
I'm so sorry to the person reading this.
It's just a phrase. So, ultimately, how was your Big Brother experience?
Okay. Sorry, guys. English problem. My English
is not
really good.
Indy, don't even sweat.
This is exactly what I was like. If somebody asked me this, I'd be so confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe it's a good a poll question. Have you heard the phrase soup to nuts?
Oh boy.
It doesn't come up that often, but you know, it's a thing. Okay. All right, Indy.
That was a really great experience, and I loved that I had this opportunity. I'm so proud and so happy that I was the first Brazilian in the US version, and I had so much fun, and I believe that you guys had fun with me as well. So I'm so proud that I got it to the show. I made to the show when I made to jury, and it was a really good experience. I learned so much about myself. I learned so much how mature I am, And I learned that I may be ready to be a mom.
Oh, my God.
I literally babysit, like, those kids for...
Tara, did you know this?
I mean, she talked about them acting like children. I didn't know
I
that
thought
she
Nicole was the mom.
Well, Nicole left, so somebody has to step up.
Okay.
44 days. I hope you guys saw it. So, and... yeah, I think it was a great experience. I don't regret, like, making those moves and, like, you know, taking a leap of faith, like, quitting my job and giving myself an opportunity to do that. I was super ready for it. I did my best. I'm so happy about who I am. Even if I didn't make, like, the far that I thought that I would make, I'm still proud. And I hope my family, my friends, and God, I hope all of them are really proud
Father God,
of who I am. You know, what I showed to you guys. And I hope America likes me. And I hope Canada and the world likes me. And yeah, it was a really great experience. I'm so grateful. Thank you for the interview. And yeah, I hope we can talk much, like, a little bit more. So that's it.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Indy.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So that's it for Indy until your deep dive, Taryn.
There you go. Yeah, you can tell why you know, there are people in the house that really liked her. I mean, like, she, like, that was a very sweet interview. Obviously, the soup incident, amongst other things revolving around Taylor, I think are things that she will, you know, address once she gets out of the house. There's definitely, you know, personality there. Like, I think a lot of people have been like, why was she cast? I think I see why she was cast. I think I see it.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in some of our callers. Terry, anything to update with Kyle and Terrence, who are still talking?
Yeah, they're still talking. I think Kyle is now pivoting to what to do with nominations. I think he's starting to pitch. So the problem is, if Turner's off the block, you know, that could be an issue. He's pitching an alliance of himself, Alyssa, Terrence, Michael, and Brittany. So we'll see. I think we'll get an answer probably pretty soon from Terrence as to how he's feeling about this.
Okay. And was Terrence's target already Joseph?
Yes. The only change you'd have to make is putting Turner on the block instead of Kyle.
Mm-hmm. And then if Joseph wins the veto, then Turner is in trouble over here?
Turner goes home.
Yep. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. I don't like any of this. All right. Let's bring in Sarah is here, our first caller. Sarah Cupcakes.
Hello.
Not muffins. Yeah.
Yeah. First time caller, long time listener.
Hi, Sarah.
First of all, I want to say thank you for your Twitch stream yesterday with the Jackbox games. That was a lot of fun, and I really enjoy the Twitch community for RHAP. So well done, and if they ever give you the opportunity to do that again, rave reviews from here.
Yeah, I've been talking about trying to do more Jackbox stuff. I think that we're trying to figure out a night to maybe do like a patron Jackbox games where I'll play like a Jackbox game with like maybe like we'll cycle in like you know, two or three games with patrons and then do a stream with that. So I think that people seem like they really like that kind of stuff. So I think that it was really fun with the survivors. I had always been a little intimidated with the tech on the back end of like streaming something like this because I've had some rough experiences Taryn has a lot better luck with the OBS than I've had in the past. Yeah, I definitely would be up for doing more stuff like that.
Most excellent. Well, I have two questions. My first one, with Kyle spilling the beans to his side of the house, if everything goes his way, there is going to be a remaining leftover that isn't him. How does Kyle best play that to the remaining leftovers on the other side of the house to keep himself out of trouble?
I think the best path forward for Kyle is try to keep Terrence and Alyssa from saying anything about this so that he can, he can go in and be like, yeah, you know, obviously, I think the biggest problem is Terrence changing his mind and putting Turner up and having to explain that. If Terrence spills to Turner that Kyle told him about the alliance, then that's it for that. But if he plays ball and he's like, hey, I'm putting you up because of reasons, then Kyle can have this sort of like plausible deniability of Terrence targeted Joseph. Sorry, Joseph and or Turner left. Nothing that I did. And then he can have Terrence and Alyssa like privately approach Michael and Brittany about, hey, we want to work together. And then still play up like leftover strong, but secretly, if they win, you know, continue to take shots.
I think that's
the easiest play.
So for Turner in all of this, like, and I guess that at some point he would find out, okay, Kyle has brought in Terrence, and then sort of the idea is like, oh, Turner, don't worry about it, Turner, because we're going to get Joseph out this week. And the new alliance is me, you, Alyssa, Michael, Brittany,
Terrence.
I don't
think Terrence. Tell Turner. I don't think Turner's involved. I think Turner is out of this alliance. It's just Kyle, Terrence, Michael, Brittany, Alyssa. It's okay. 5 of 8. It only leaves Turner, Taylor, and Monty on the other side, assuming Jasmine leaves.
And is Turner in tight with Monty and Taylor like that?
No, I mean, not. I mean, he's in with Monty because of the pound, but like he doesn't have like a core with them. He'd just be on the outside of this.
Who are Turner's allies?
It's Kyle. Kyle and the pound.
Why is Kyle throwing him out?
Because he won't play ball with him. He won't. Every time Kyle tries to talk to him about going against the pound, aka Monty and Joseph, or even just the leftovers in general, Turner keeps saying, no, pound strong, leftover strong. If you betray the alliance, you go first. So I'm not going to do it.
What do you think, Sarah?
I think it's interesting because Terrence, as you've said, has had such a yes and game so far. And now he's having to yes and everybody else, and he has to actually make some decisions on his own and be exposed. So I think that's interesting. My second question is a question/rant. What are they even doing with the goodbye messages? And how many people is Joseph going to tell that he is going to win this game for the both of us?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, the goodbye message, I think, it's interesting because we actually talked a lot about this on Big Brother 19, because Paul left very similar kinds of goodbye messages where he was enthusiastically playing all sides, but then would leave a goodbye message where he was like, oh, it was totally you and me, and it sucks that it didn't go work out, but don't worry, like, I'm in this for you. And then, you know, predictably, they all compared notes and they didn't vote for Paul. But we do sometimes neglect to talk about the fact that Paul did only lose by one vote. They did get 4 votes. Part of that is that sometimes, and we talked about this, sometimes leaving a good impression on your way out is enough to counteract the information you receive once you're in the jury. You know, if Indy feels like Joseph is my friend, and she feels like that was reinforced by his goodbye message, and then other people try and come in and say, no, Joseph was working against you. But she's like, no, he's my friend. He was doing what he could. Mm-hmm. I know Joseph. Then it might hold. Versus, you know, I think that works with like an indie type. I don't think it works with a gamer who's like, stop trying to BS me in a goodbye message.
And I wonder if there's like a fine line, because I feel like that, you know, you can sort of like speak to the person and the relationship and they'll be like, what happened? If you're seeing this, something must have gone wrong, because like Paul like really like played up like, I will avenge you. What happened? But I think you can still like, even if you were working against the person, talk about how much you like them.
Well, I think if we looked at it in lawyer's terms, if we were to compare Joseph and Michael, Joseph in the house is really good at presenting the evidence and getting the good rapport with the jury, but he's kind of flubbing on the closing arguments. Mm-hmm. Michael is the person who kind of fumbles his way through trial, but really gets them in the closing argument. And I think that that may wind up being a difference, being the difference maker in the rare event that they both are sitting in the final seat.
Sarah, are you a legal professional?
I am.
Yes. Okay. That was a very astute piece of analysis.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I really appreciate both of you so much. I enjoy this community. I got into it after seeing your interview in the backyard with Raven, Rob.
Yes. Some of my finest work. Yes.
So thank you for the updates daily, and I will catch y'all on the recaps.
Yes. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye, Sarah. Yeah. Taryn, I've been thinking of Raven this week because that meme that people keep doing on Twitter with like the girl like yelling in the guy's ear where she's talking like in all caps, that I feel like that looks like Raven.
I literally just started seeing that today. Mm-hmm. And I've been very confused about it. Mm-hmm. But I do know what you're talking about. Hold on. I'm sure if I scroll down on my timeline and like just a little bit, I'll run into mm-hmm. it immediately. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Yeah. It almost it blew up like on Tuesday, and now like by the end of the week, like people are like, all right, we're sick of it. Stop doing it.
So, see, it just popped up for me. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. This definitely pull up the, I can't believe a Big Brother person hasn't done this yet. Pull up the Raven.
Yeah. It's the same uncanny person. Okay. All right, let's say hi to Panther Chris, who's been patiently waiting on hold. Okay, Panther Chris, how are you?
You know, 10 seconds can change everything in this game.
Sure, for sure.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yes.
So Kyle is spilling his guts out right now. It's very interesting.
Any updates on what he's saying? Anything of note?
Just the interesting thing is, instead of pinning Alyssa is a leaker, he's pinning it on Amira telling Joseph, and that's why the leftovers were formed.
Okay. About the old school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's not painting himself as the you know revolutionary who started the alliance. Mm-hmm. Instead, he's sort of like, yeah, putting it on them.
And Chris, is Terrence being like, I knew it. I knew it. Nobody believed me.
I think, according to the BB Updates Twitter, he's like, I was wondering what was going on last week when you didn't use the veto, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think from what I'm seeing, it's like I knew I was missing something. Then you're filling in the dots for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Chris, yeah. What's going on?
So, I guess my main question is if this works, because in theory, I like self-interested players to an extent where they'll throw everyone else under the bus. And they're playing only for themselves. But I don't know how Kyle will be able to wiggle out of this one. So what would happen if Kyle gets his way and one of Turner or Joseph go, Terrence puts them both up, and then Michael takes Jasmine out on the other side? Like, is it just depends on who wins HOH, or is he pretty much, it's going to be if Kyle and Melissa don't win HOH, are they going to be on the block next week?
I think it depends on who wins HOH. And this is mm-hmm. part of why Michael is not really leaning too heavily on taking out Monty, because it would be great for Kyle if he did, but with Michael leaving Monty in, he's leaving two strong sides to battle it out, Monty and Taylor versus Kyle and Alyssa, right? Mm-hmm. And so whichever side wins will then probably take the next shot, and Michael right. can play like, oh, I didn't realize I was supposed to take out Monty. We talked about Jasmine.
So is this actually Monty said the other night, a blunder on Kyle's part where, okay, so he's going to make this move to ultimately, Terrence, be part of this alliance with me and Alyssa and Michael and Brittany. But then when we get everybody back together, now all of a sudden, Monty's still going to be there, Taylor's still going to be there, and that Michael and Brittany are going to side with the Taylor-Monty side of the house to take out Kyle and Alyssa?
Yeah, I mean, again, depending on what happens with the HOH, but yeah, they're much more like, I mean, they want to go to Final 3 and or Final 4 with Taylor much more so than Kyle and Alyssa. And so, yeah, the biggest issue for Kyle is that Michael and Brittany have been playing him for weeks, and they have no intention of actually supporting him. They just want him to take the shot so that they can, brush him off to the side afterward. Yeah. And that's Kyle's biggest blind spot, and it's why he's still in trouble. I mean, if they were actually with him, this would be a pretty crushing move if it worked. And even as it is, it's not like not doing this move is any better for Kyle. I mean, he's right. kind of screwed regardless. So he's kind of Hail Marying it, and he's just going to have to win some comps here.
Yeah. Taylor Hail Marying it. And so then if this goes down this week where if this holds and Joseph goes out and Jasmine goes out, then, you know, Turner is going to feel some type of way about this, that he is going to be so like the leftovers that remain might be like very fortified, right? It might they'll be five strong against Kyle, Alyssa, and Terrence at that point.
It depends, because so first of all, I think we are getting confirmation from Terrence that he is agreeing to Kyle's plan and that he will put Turner up on the block. And so now that Kyle has Terrence agreeing to this, I think he's now starting to prep him for what he should be telling Turner and or not telling Turner. So I think the play is don't let Turner know that Kyle said any of this. If Turner doesn't know, then he can blame it all on Terrence and say, yeah, Terrence wanted Joseph out. He nominated Turner and Joseph. You know, nothing I could have done. Sorry, guys.
But Terrence is going to sing like a canary.
Certainly, if he's up on the block, like if he's in trouble, right? You know, I think but basically what I'm saying is that like going into next week, Kyle may have some plausible deniability to say, yeah, Terrence just wanted out Joseph and he nominated Turner. What could we do? Sorry, guys. I don't think they'll believe yeah. Kyle 100%, but they also won't know exactly to immediately be like, oh, screw
That being said, though, could a Jasmine veto on Saturday potentially be disastrous for the season, where if Joseph and Monty both go out this week, all of a sudden that the other side of like the Kyle, Alyssa, Terrence, Jasmine side is like we have like 4-4 potentially going into the week at the final eight.
Yeah, it goes from Kyle and Alyssa versus Monty and Taylor to Kyle and Alyssa versus Michael and Brittany. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty interesting, especially because Michael and Brittany will have Taylor, but Kyle and Alyssa will probably have Terrence, but that's not super helpful at eight. But they can both compete. And then where does Turner fall in all of that? Depending on what Turner finds out about the whole situation, he may go inside with Taylor, Michael, and Brittany. But yeah, at that point, they're going to war. It's a split house.
Yeah. And depending on what the HOH competition is, we could potentially, if we lost Monty and Joseph, and then Michael can't play in the HOH competition, we could potentially be looking at a Kyle HOH, depending on like if it is like an athletic competition for HOH, like he might be the odds-on favorite to win the HOH at Final Six, at least one of the favorites.
Absolutely.
Maybe him or Taylor.
That puts Michael and Brittany in a little bit of a tricky situation because they will have to essentially be like, hey, we did what we were supposed to. We took out Monty. We were always going to do it. Mm-hmm. Time to take out Turner and Taylor and Jasmine, right?
Right, right. So, right. Yeah, I mean, very high stakes veto coming up on Saturday. What do you make of all that, Chris? You wanted chaos last week.
I thought that Alyssa going on the block would be the spark, but just talking about Alyssa going on the block turned out to be the thing that has scared Kyle so much that he is going scorched earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
So a split house at Final Eight, even if it isn't all of our favorites there at the end, is definitely way more interesting than a lot of modern Big Brother seasons. Mm-hmm. If we're being completely honest, but I don't think Taylor is in a bad spot at that point. I still feel like there's bigger targets for the Alyssa Kyle side to go after in that hypothetical, but
yeah,
they've already done the eating competition. They've already done a sitting competition that unless they do a press on nails competition or being fake nice competition, I don't think Jasmine's going to win, but look, Jerry won
yeah.
Final Five. JC won when there are a lot of people gone. There's some other unexpected HOH wins in this time period where I could see it happening again, but fingers crossed she does not win and we kind of get a civil war going.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, Puyo was speculating Tiny Vito, which I definitely think Jasmine could win. So especially, I mean, I didn't even talk about this, but like literally that's the closest to a press on nails competition that we could get, right? Like,
yeah,
it's pretty close.
Yeah. Oh my God. Also, Kyle has broken it up with Terrence. Now we see Turner has checked in.
Yep. I don't think Terrence has told Turner yet about the change in plans, but I think he's being very vague with Turner based on what I'm reading. So,
yeah. Okay. Very dirty bottom of Turner's foot also. We're getting there on camera one. Okay. All right. Chris, anything else?
Just real quick. Are they not allowed to use any terms or names from the book 1984 from the Orwell estate? After 24 years, there's never been like a Ministry of Truth or the Inner Party or any alliances like that.
I don't know.
I mean, they literally had an owl named Orwell.
True. Like the author.
I think it's like in public domain, right?
Yeah, I think he did it in 19. I think he wrote it in the 40s. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, I just 49. Think that, honestly, I would bet that if you were going to poll the, you know, 4 million Big Brother viewers, I think it might be in the, 10 to 15% of viewers that would even know what the reference comes from.
Right.
Safe to assume probably most viewers don't even know the reference.
Like in the Garden State when he says Aldous Huxtable instead of...
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Similar thing.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Yeah. And do you think that Matt Rhule should go with a split locker room twist and then have Baker Mayfield on one side and Sam Darnold on the other?
Yeah. I mean, I think there'd be a lot of self-inflicted damage on both sides in that situation.
Yeah.
I think accuracy would be a problem.
It would be. All right, Chris, take care. Okay. All right.
Bye guys. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Kenzie is here backstage. Kenzie. Hi, Kenzie.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much. This is a very interesting turn of events like that happening as we were going on here. So I'm a little
breaking
confused
news
about
are happening
why,
now.
Yeah. Why did Kyle even do this? I mean, Joseph was already the target. So he's just really scared of going on the block.
He's concerned about the scenario where Turner wins the veto and uses it on Joseph, which would force Alyssa on the block, and then he'd be up on the block against Alyssa. And in that spot, not only is Alyssa in danger, but if Joseph decides to cut Kyle instead of Alyssa, then Kyle could go. So he's worried about that. And not only that, but then also like if Joseph wins the veto himself and gets taken down, then Alyssa might go up on the block. So instead of a 2 out of 5 scenario where two of the people, of the 5 people playing veto end in a bad scenario, he's changing it down to 0 out of 5. Like, okay, Joseph wins, whatever, we take out Turner. Turner wins, whatever, we take out Joseph. So he's trying to account for that. The risk involved, of course, is that Terrence doesn't buy it. He doesn't go along with it. He rats Kyle out. And now Turner and Joseph have all the reason they need to vote Kyle out. So basically, instead of going like, okay, I have a 40% chance of things kind of going wrong for me this week, he's saying I'd rather it be 100% or 0% when it comes to this situation. And right now it seems like it is working.
Yeah, I mean, it just... I don't know. It really threw me. Yeah. Let's see.
Kenzie, do you mind, Taryn? Was this the right call from Kyle's perspective? In that ultimately, like, we can't go back and change the weeks before, but based on where we are currently in the game, was this the right decision for him to make?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
It sounds like it.
he locks in Alyssa. He locks in Terrence. If it works, he guarantees that Joseph probably leaves. Worst case scenario, Turner leaves. And then, you know, he goes into the final eight with three people locked in at least. Mm-hmm. And maybe he can pull Turner back over. He does still have that final two. Maybe Monty is gone and he's in a really crushing spot. Maybe he's not gone and he has to go to war. But either way, it's a much better position than he was in before, where, like, even if he did play ball with the leftovers this week, it wouldn't change his position on like the list of people that would leave first. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the right call. It's a risky call, but you know, I thought he should have told Alyssa last week.
Yeah, no, I understand him telling Alyssa, but it was just the Terrence thing and him telling like everything. Like, he was just like given all of it. And apparently Terrence did tell Turner that he's still keeping the, not putting him on the block. He like didn't tell him that. So that'll be fun when he goes on the block.
So that Kyle is going to go on the block here?
No. That when Turner talked to Terrence, he didn't tell him that the plans had changed.
Right.
He like left it as it was. So
Turner asked if anyone was saying his name. Terrence said no.
Yeah.
Basically, Terrence didn't really tell him anything, it sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, that'll be fun. I mean, yeah, and Michael and Brittany won't be mad because they wanted him to take a shot at the leftovers over there anyway, right?
They won't be mad, but I think they'll start taking shots at Kyle.
If you had them in a
private room, what would their reaction to this be?
I think they'd be very happy.
Yes.
This is exactly what they wanted.
Yes. But to Monty and Taylor, they're going to be like, how could he?
Yes. Yes.
Monster. What is wrong with him? Where do you get off? We don't want to know. We don't want to know. But
don't air that.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
So
yes.
Yeah, my Brittany stock is going to be looking good. So yay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, in general, Michael and Brittany, I think big Hold winners on all ends here.
Hold on.
Yes. Yes, Kenzie. Okay, we're holding. All right. I want to invite the chat. Also, if you have questions for the show, send them in the chat and we can star them and then take your questions here as well. I don't have anybody behind Kenzie. If you want to also call in, we can get to you next. Yeah, we can hear you, Kenzie.
All right. Well, I got to go.
All right. Bye, Kenzie. Okay. All right. So, interesting stuff. I guess on inside of the house, does anybody know about the noms yet?
Yeah, they all know about the noms. Michael told Jasmine she was going up this morning. But she's still under the assumption, or at least is being told, that Monty is the target. Basically, Michael was like, you know, it's down to you and Taylor. I'm not putting Brittany up. And so it doesn't really matter who goes up initially, because, you know, it's Monty that's going to leave anyway. Mm-hmm. And if Monty wins the veto, then Taylor's going to sit next to you anyway. So, you know, either way, if Monty wins the veto, you'd be up next to Taylor. So it doesn't really matter who goes up first. And the plan is still in place to evict Jasmine so far. No more talk about, possibly sending Monty out at this time.
Okay. Anything else that you are especially looking out for the rest of the day today, Taryn?
Pretty much just like, Taryn's talking to Alyssa, having Alyssa like getting her thoughts, on the situation more than just like the very little reaction she gave Kyle. I think if she talks to Terrence about it, we might hear some more honest thoughts about, like, if she does feel betrayed at any, in any way about Kyle. And then like seeing if Terrence is locked in. I think the biggest thing will be, how does Turner take the news that he is going on the block, if that is what's going to happen, because he still hasn't found out yet. And it did seem, based on what I'm reading, that he was a little suspicious of the conversation with Kyle. I mean, Kyle was very openly like, counting on fingers, like long conversation with Terrence. And now Terrence is being a little more distant with Turner. So Turner might be able to suss out that Kyle is the reason and that maybe he ratted them out. And so if they figure that out early enough, they might be able to counter rat Kyle out say, hey, Kyle is the one that started that alliance. He's just trying to save his own ass right now. He's trying to keep his showman safe. Don't trust him. They might be able to flip Terrence back around and say, hey, work with us. Come with the bros. The problem is their argument isn't as strong right now, at least. Mm-hmm. Another interesting thing that could happen if that does happen, though, is that Kyle has not only outed the leftovers, but he has also said, hey, Michael and Brittany are with me. So if Terrence tells them, hey, Michael and Brittany are with Kyle, that could be interesting if Terrence ends up flipping to Joseph and Turner. But, you know, who knows if any of this happens? Probably wouldn't happen today, but we'll see.
Okay, let's take a couple of questions from the chat. Jonathan wants to ask, should Michael lock in a final four with Monty and Taylor right now? Pretty much gives him the last piece at that point and to spend all week trashing Kyle, who is still probably loyal to him. Game over?
Yeah, so this is something that Taylor mentioned. And I think that there is value to it. And I think that it's something that he will consider. He mentioned to Brittany that he wants to spend this week sort of like really trying to establish a relationship with Monty and figure out if he can trust Monty. The problem is that he knows about the pound, doesn't know what it's called, but he knows about the pound. And so probably he wouldn't feel comfortable really locking anything in unless Monty opened up about the pound. If that happened, I could see him really fully casting his lot in here. And then when Kyle comes out the other side and Joseph is gone, being like, I don't even need to play the middle here. I'm just going to full on, as long as Kyle doesn't win HOH, I'm going to full on just back Taylor and Monty and be willing to ride toward the end with them. Obviously he'd still prefer for Terrence to be in his final four over Monty, but, I could see that happening. I could also see a scenario where he like loosely locks it in with Monty and Taylor, knowing that Monty's maybe not fully loyal to it, but just as a backup.
That seems more like middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Holly wants to know, do Michael and Brittany have any speculation about what's happening outside or vice versa? That I think is very interesting. Like, have they tried to figure out how outside is going to go?
Basically, they think the most likely outcome is that Kyle's going to try to get Joseph out. That if that happens, perfect. Otherwise, they think the next likely option is Alyssa leaves. Leftover stay strong. And they think that's okay. And then there's an off chance that Kyle is the one that leaves. And so they are, you know, considering that as well. But they have no idea how it's going at this point, which is always fun.
Okay. And then I have a question for you from Kiara, who wants to know, did anyone notice that they put the canopy on the worst side of the yard? They were all in the sun very early.
They were. They had to switch sides. This is not a great setup. Especially like Terrence is having to like put like rubbing alcohol over his skin to take these tattoos off. He's just like scrubbing himself down.
Does he have to take them off, or are they bothering him?
I don't know. I assume that they're not the most pleasant thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you already have a fear of the disposable tattoos.
It sucked, and it's like it's not. And I get it. Like, you know, I guess it would be more work to set up cameras inside of like a tent or something, but. Very little sun protection here for the sleepers.
Are they complaining about it also in terms of like just being outside all day? Like how rough has been?
Yeah. They're already complaining, yeah.
What's the major complaints? It's too hot?
We're not going to be able to do this all week. And yeah, it's really hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Interesting.
I love your smug sense of superiority as a Survivor player.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean... Boy.
Interesting.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say it can't be done. Okay. Imagine it rained. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It'd be terrible.
Okay. Imagine they're wearing snacks and a porta potty and a bed. Okay. Then Jackson wants to know, is Kyle turning on Turner out of fear of Turner flipping, kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy? Kyle seems to have a hard time trusting allies.
I think that, first of all, I don't think Kyle is flipping on Turner necessarily. I think that he would still like to work with Turner if possible. He even said to Terrence, like, I trust Turner. I just don't trust him to betray the alliance like I'm betraying the alliance. So I think that Kyle will try to get back with Turner after this if he can, which is dangerous for the other side if it works. But the problem is that he does not trust Turner to use the veto on him instead of Joseph, because he is probably anticipating what Puya and I discussed this morning, which is that the smart decision is to use it on Joseph if you want to stay true to the alliance. Don't put Kyle in a position where he needs to vote out Alyssa. Don't trust Kyle that he would vote out Alyssa. Force Kyle to be loyal to the alliance by using it on Joseph. You have a good excuse to do so. I think there's a chance Kyle would have been able to convince Turner to use it on him, but then he would have really had to betray Turner by completely stabbing him in the back and then voting out Joseph afterward. Mm-hmm. So, I think that is this a self-fulfilling prophecy? I don't think so. I think Kyle really did try with Turner. He really tried to see if he would go his way, and it just hasn't worked.
So, could this be a rough spot for Kyle, that he has to not win the veto, right? If we end up with another week where Kyle wins the veto and Turner and Joseph are on the block.
Ooh, the feeds just went down. Probably for Noms. So if he wants to keep his cover, then he can't win the veto because they will expect him to use
the
veto.
And Alyssa can't win the veto.
Alyssa could use the, I guess could win the veto.
Alyssa could win the veto and choose to not
use it.
But
yeah,
then they'd be like, Kyle, no to talk to Alyssa. Like, you can, you got but, this.
But there's no reason because Kyle would go up instead of one of them.
I guess so.
Like, obviously, like, if Alyssa wins it, that's fine. The problem is that Kyle will need to play his hardest because he can't. It's not that big of a deal. But if he wants to maintain his cover, yeah, he needs to throw the veto. But I don't know if I'm caring that much if I'm Kyle. If it's like an individually timed comp, I don't know if I want to be in a position where, like, okay, I end up on the block next to Turner or Joseph, or Alyssa ends up on the block next to Turner or Joseph, and now they have the opportunity to flip Turner back, Terrence back around, and you're in his mercy. Like, I'd rather just win the veto and out myself.
Mm-hmm. All right. Taryn, anything else to highlight at this hour?
You know, just that the one thing I was hoping for, one of the things I was hoping for at least, was Kyle and Joseph on the same team for this exact reason. I was worried that Kyle would have the leg up because he's going to be much more willing to betray than Joseph. And it seems like that has happened. I'm really just hoping to see Joseph strike back. I mean, what a week if Joseph and Turner are able to turn this back around on Kyle, get the veto, use it on themselves, get Kyle on the block and send Kyle out. That's definitely a possibility at this point because Kyle
they
really
have to flip
went
Terrence.
For it. They have to flip Terrence. And that's, I think, yeah. Again, I think their argument is not as strong because they have too many other allies on the other side and they didn't go to Terrence first with the truth. So Kyle has a big advantage here, but I think that Kyle is a little smarmy and, Turner's very chill. Turner has had a better relationship with Terrence over the course of the season than Kyle has. I think that he could make a decent pitch. And Joseph has shown to be effective at times, obviously not with Terrence right now, but it would be very interesting to see how they try to make this work.
Okay. All right. A lot of intrigue heading into the veto this weekend. So we will be tuned in for live feed updates all weekend long. And of course, everything else that's going on leading up to our Sunday episode of Big Brother 24. Taryn, what else you got going on this weekend?
Playing some games on Twitch, hanging out, watching episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Among Us video I posted where I was the jester.
The jester.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a fun one. I've been editing them a little more lately with some like funny music and stuff. So, check that out. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Post your recap stuff coming soon. House of the Dragon.
Yes. Yes. Do you think, the show's going to be, like, what's your expectation level for Game of Thrones?
Honestly, my expectation level is high. I'm prepared to be disappointed, but, I'm hopeful that we're going to get like, you know, first four seasons of Game of Thrones type stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I doubt that. If I'm being honest, my true hope is that we're getting like season 5-6 Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My like, expectations are low, but I did read a good review today.
See? Yes.
Yeah.
Because George R. R. Martin is involved.
Mm-hmm.
Great. It's HBO, high level of production quality. You know, people that care about the source material are working on this. I think they all don't want to do what happened to Game of Thrones. So, I'm hoping at least 5-6 season quality from Game of Thrones from House of the Dragon.
Okay. We'll find out Sunday night. And of course, check out post show recaps, for a bunch of Game of Thrones coverage. All right, Taryn, great job here today. This was a fun one. Thank you for joining us here for the Patreon Q&A, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.